power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. As I shared 6.5 weeks ago on Ash Wednesday, I grew up with hearing stories and poems read to me. And one in particular contains a message for this beautiful Easter Sunday. It is about an egg. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men could not put Humpty together again. I remember the picture of this nursery rhyme. A very large, well-dressed egg, looking quite startled as he began his fall toward irreversible ruin. Today, as an adult, I hear this story as a message about life. We are not perfect eggs. We can identify with Humpty Dumpty, a cracked and broken egg, a little cracked and broken in places like in our hearts or emotions or our minds or physically in our bodies. Now, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb not knowing it was Easter morning and it was dark, and her heart was shattered and broken and cracked open. And like Mary, we can feel darkness at times, as if in a tomb, within us or outside of us. We can feel broken-hearted, afraid, overwhelmed, and we wonder if we will ever feel whole again. And we often hide our broken hearts, and on the inside we try to adjust slowly and attempt to live a new normal. But what happened that morning, that Easter morning, was beyond a new normal. And it is still happening. And yet, it started slowly. Mary Magdalene, Peter, and the disciple, they were very, very human and very scared. Their brokenness, the cracks in their outer shells and the questions on their minds are right there for us to read and hear. And so we heard that Mary just stood there outside the tomb, crying and weeping. I almost do not want to rush past that moment and appreciate what Mary was feeling. She did not know what else to do or where to go, but just stand there crying. What a vulnerable moment, one of the most vulnerable, because the pain from the death of someone you loved with all your heart is sometimes unbearable. So into that raw pain, words broke through. Mary Magdalene heard her name, and she recognized her Jesus. A healing began that we call an Easter effect. A Jesus movement. A revolution of love patterned after how Jesus lived. And it became fueled by their sentence, Jesus rose from the dead. And it was Mary Magdalene who was the very first person to proclaim to all the world, I have seen the Lord. That is why we are here today. We are part of the new normal. We are a part of the Jesus movement. the Easter effect. Something so much more powerful than we realize. Yet, we Humpty Dumpties have broken hearts sometimes, or cracked shells, or we have cried and wept. And sometimes we still believe that we can glue ourselves back together again, or that we were never shattered in the first place. That is what is so unbelievably key about today's gospel. We are shown human people who went from despair to tender hope, from tears to proclamation. How did that happen? How can it happen for us? Our reading from Isaiah is about the promise. God will swallow up death. God will wipe away the tears. And God did this in Jesus. And God continues to do this. But gosh, it can feel slow. The steps and shifts seem to take forever. I found a bar of soap and bought them all to give away because one side says, be full of it, and the other side, hope. I took a bar of soap to Rob Fitting recently. His beloved Pam died a few months ago, and he has been feeling raw. He cries sometimes as he remembers moments with her. Yet it seems one of the simplest ways God uses us is just to show up. And another way is to just be with another. Not to try to solve another's pain. So I simply handed Rob the bar of soap. And he read it out loud, be full of it. And he took the soap and turned it over and said the word hope. Then Rob opened the box, took out the soap, and smelled it, and wondered out loud if that was what hope smelled like. In watching Rob open the box of soap, I felt like I was witnessing a vulnerable moment. He was not hiding his broken heart or cracked spirit. He was being simply present to possibility. Now, Mary Magdalene did not have any idea of the possibilities for her future as she arrived that dark Easter morning. And I don't think any of us here today have any clue of the possibilities that are ours before us because we are not always present in the moment. Being present in life means being honest. And Mary Magdalene was so honest. One of the places where I need to be honest is awareness of how strong my ego can be in a given moment. It sure gets in the way. And yet our ego helps us survive. And yet our egos can limit our growth. And as I said on Ash Wednesday, when death to pride occurs, we will find that we have become a very different sort of egg. An Easter egg, made whole in the resurrected life of Jesus Christ, our teacher. So here we are on Easter Sunday, and I ask you, how are you feeling today? Maybe you actually feel a little cracked in places. But today is meant to make a difference. Easter is meant to make a difference for each of you. The Easter effect is real. I present to you this Easter egg. It looks whole, but I can open it, and it looks empty. There's nothing inside. But today I choose to fill it. I choose to fill it with grace, something you cannot see. I choose to fill it with faith, hope, and love, all three you cannot see. Today I choose to say to the risen Jesus, fill me. Fill me with new faith, new hope, and new love. And I say this out loud to the risen Jesus. And I cannot feel these three graces hit me like a lightning bolt right now. But I believe that there is such a thing as radioactivity, even though I cannot see it or feel it. And we do not need to go to a nuclear power plant today. God's radioactive love for you is in this moment here and every moment. Let your heart hear the risen Jesus say your name. On this Easter, pray to be made whole. In every cracked and broken place, let us acknowledge that we cannot fix ourselves. We cannot fix ourselves on our own. But a healing is happening beyond our understanding. It can be very slow, but it is real. Being available to the risen Jesus is happening. In a few moments, we shall pray together. My heart is glad and my spirit rejoices. We will hear children singing alleluias. We shall receive the real presence of the risen Jesus in bread and wine. And then we shall be sent forth to love and serve the risen Jesus in and with one another. We shall never be perfect. We shall always have cracked shells and broken pieces. But we are not Humpty Dumpties. Because we are being made whole through the risen life of Jesus. Here. Right now, today, radioactive love. It is the Easter effect, and you are in it. Amen. Alleluia.